Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com on the stream. And by the way, we also are broadcasting in some of the Salem Media Group stations in the largest radio markets across America, too. We thank them very much for that. And don't forget, we're also broadcasting to some leading independents around the country as well. And we appreciate that, too. We get a nice blend of listeners, and we're able to talk to all the different facets of life that America has to offer. Now, you can also hear us broadcasting on the Internet. Yep, Internet streaming. On our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, on most of the radio stations out there. And you can hear us that way if you can't hear us any other way. And, of course, we're broadcasting on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil products wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show over on Facebook. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, or X, as it's now known, as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out for some great items we've got over there, including links to our first guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, sir, buddy. It's a balmy 82 degrees with mostly clear skies, and I'll take it. I'll take it. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got a lot of things to talk about tonight, and there's a lot of stuff happening down here in Florida as well as in Georgia, and it's related to President Trump, and some is related to former President Trump, rather, and current President Biden. Now, Joe Biden is going to be coming to Florida on Saturday to visit some of the areas that have been destroyed by Hurricane Idalia. And, yes, it wasn't just the wind we talked about earlier. There was plenty, plenty of water and flood surge damage that actually took some homes right off their moorings and knocked down trees. And there's been a lot of cleaning up going on. They finally got my street cleaned up. And my area back the way it was supposed to be, but it'll be all weekend with some of these because they had to wait for the floodwaters to recede before they can get in.
Well, that's exactly right. There's, you know, seeing some of those videos is really devastating.
Yeah, and the videos don't do the storm justice. It was much worse than what they thought it was going to be in terms of damage, because it came in at high tide, and the tide was already up, or the ground was saturated from the rain we were getting, and the water had nowhere to go but inland, and it just pushed away. Now, the other thing is that we're finding out right now that inflation, according to the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey, 65% of the likely voters believe inflation is a serious problem, including 57% who think that it's very serious and the number one issue in the next election.
And that is really very, very telling, isn't it, Captain? Especially this, at this point in the election cycle, one could think it would only get worse.
Yeah, and Biden's out there preaching Bidenflation, how it's doing a good job, and the numbers are great, and he's creating all these jobs, and everything is wonderful, the sky is not falling, and he doesn't know what he's talking about, on purpose, obviously, but there you go. Now, also, yesterday, this came across the wires, hundreds of communications, well over 200 emails, between the Vice President, then Joe Biden's office, and Hunter Biden, have been revealed, but Biden's office will not turn them over to the committee that wants to see what they were talking about. They're calling it executive privilege. Well, Trump tried to have executive privilege, and that didn't work.
Well, right. Well, typically, presidents will try to assert that, and obviously it's either going to be litigated or they're going to find some way, to get through that. But that's like a first line of defense, as far as I know, where they can say, okay, no, this is untouchable. It's all executive privilege. Well, the question could be, why?
Right. And we had something come out of Georgia yesterday, which was really important. The former Georgia the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, reportedly now contradicts that former President Donald Trump insisted he violated his oath of office by fabricating enough votes to win in the state. His testimony actually supports exactly what Trump is saying in defense of himself in Georgia. And just that testimony alone blows that district attorney's case right out of the water.
Yep, all turns on the phone call.
Yep. Yep. All right, hold on. We're coming back with more, folks. It's been a busy night. It's going to be busier. We've got a lot more stuff to talk about, including more stuff coming out of Georgia and the D.C. case, too. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and I'll be right back to Kyle Warren in a second, but I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That is none other than Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell is enjoying his 20th year anniversary, having now sold more than 80 million MyPillows, and he's passing along some fantastic savings to you. So, whether you need a pillow, whether you need the towels, the bed sheets, the mattress toppers, the mattresses themselves, the My Slippers, and so much more, you can go over to MyPillow.com, the website. The promo code will always be the word Captain. And if you want to call them on the phone, you can call them at 800-641-5459. Talk to a live person, even right now at this time, 24-7, someone will answer the phone. And take advantage of that and save up to 80% on selected items. They got plenty of 50% off sales there, 60% sales there. Buy one, get one on various different things. But MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Start stocking away for Christmas, and you'll be glad you did because the prices are phenomenal. I've had a lot of people telling me they're saving a lot of money, and they're having a good time going over there shopping and buying things they were going to get anyway. But they're saving a bunch of money doing it right now. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we got more on our list. You ready?
Yep.
President Trump has filed to sever the Georgia case from the co-defendants that are seeking a speedy trial. He does not want a speedy trial. In fact, he wants a trial stretched out because he wants a fair trial, and he doesn't think a speedy trial is going to be a fair trial. However, now that we've got this new information that came out that backs up what the president said 100% by the Secretary of State, who the district attorney has been lying about what he said. I don't know where she's coming up with a statement she's got, but she's lying about what he said, which I think could get her in plenty of trouble. What do you think?
Well, one would think that if there is this evidence or this testimony or this contradiction, that Trump's lawyers would want to file a motion for dismissal or go to the judge with it as a development in this case. And you're right. You don't want a speedy trial per se because of all of these elements of it. They've taken a long time to put it together, years, you know, so the defendant doesn't get the same kind of treatment.
Yeah, that's true. Now, in talking about Joe Biden again, Joe Biden, instead of using the millions of dollars worth of steel fencing that was already purchased to protect the U.S. southern border by building that wall, the Biden administration is currently in the process of auctioning it off to the highest bidder for pennies on the dollar. We're taking a loss, a big-time loss, so he can get rid of that stuff, and we'll have to buy it over again if we want to finish the wall. Now, wait till you hear this. Some parts of the wall that have already been built, especially where there are gates to let people in or out, have been welded wide open so people can walk straight in. I heard Mayorkas again this week in a press conference say that the border was closed.
Yeah, I think that's just like a euphemism.
Well,
it's theoretically it's closed.
You go take a look at the border and you take a look at the pictures that they'll show with the gates welded wide open where the people are just walking across, and when they walk across, they pretty much walk into the hands of the Border Patrol, and away they go on their gilded ride with their green card to ride around wherever they want in America.
Well, true, and Mayorkas is going to say whatever he wants in order to
he's a liar.
A message.
He's
yeah,
a liar.
Just to put a message out there. That's it.
Yep, he's a liar. He's an absolute liar. And again, the proof is just take a look at the gates that are welded wide open. That's what they've done. Now, something else, this pertains to January 6th that also popped up yesterday. The former Proud Boys leader, Joe Biggs, who was a leader for a while, was sentenced to 17 years in prison for his involvement in January 6th. Now, there's another leader who also is about to be sentenced, but he's being held back. I don't think his trial is going to be until January because he's the one that they had to go searching for. They didn't find him right away. Ernesto something or another, again, he, a resident of Florida. A lot of these guys were from Florida, and they got themselves in trouble. And they were charged with sedition, and so far two of them have been convicted of that. By the way, Mitch,
right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you're correct, yes.
And by the way, Mitch McConnell was cleared to continue working after the freeze, so says the attending physician for the U.S. Capitol, Brian Monahan, who released a statement on McConnell's health and expressed that he had consulted with him as well and that he was good to go. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I think there was some talk of the idea that he had had a concussion and this might be some kind of result of that. That's not been my experience with people with concussions, and I do have a family member who had a severe head trauma, and they didn't seem to experience the same thing we see happening with Mitch McConnell. But everybody's different, obviously, but it's very concerning to the public when they see this happen to the minority leader.
You bet. Now, what was supposed to happen in New York today?
What's that?
The cannabis shops were supposed to be open for business in an exemption to an injunction that was placed against the 23 cannabis shops that were going to be opening around New York City in particular today. But a judge by the name of Kevin Bryant, Albany Supreme Court Judge Kevin Bryant, just reversed his decision after a ruling that the state's Office of Cannabis Management failed to comply with the court's request to tell them how they were going to enforce their actions and prove that people were who they said they were and all that sort of stuff. and that they actually needed it for, you know, the reasons they needed it for. So that's not going to happen. The people at those 23 locations won't be getting their pot today.
It would seem so. And you're right. Some people have a legitimate, you know, medical reason, or it's been prescribed by a doctor. But I do have some experience in what happens in a community when you have these kinds of dispensaries, and it's not good.
Yeah, I've heard that many times. Now, in New York, they also have another little problem. It's Labor Day weekend, right?
Right.
Well, guess what New York has gone and done?
What's that?
They've closed many of the beaches because of rip currents being caused by Hurricane Franklin. And by the way, now going up the coast, you've got out to sea Hurricane Idalia, which is going to just follow right along, and they'll have more of the same. So because of the rip tide and the rip currents that are out there, the people can't get in the water.
Well, I know if there's a safety reason, I mean, that's a good thing, but obviously it's disappointing, yeah.
Well, that's the understatement of the year. Tesla, by the way, multi-automotive and clean energy company Tesla is facing federal investigations over its mysterious Project 42, which is believed to involve building a glass house for CEO Elon Musk. Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll see if that develops.
Now, I've got a note here, a message to read from Duke Energy that was sent to me, so I'm going to read it. That applies to everybody who's been hit by the hurricane and has either lost power or may still have be without power, because there are still people that don't have power yet because of the fact that the lines are down in the water, and we talked about what that meant, that they were going to wait until the water receded, and then they were going to try to get the power back to many of the places that need it. But as Idalia finally exited our area yesterday, crews immediately began tackling the devastation left behind. Now, the workforce at Duke Power, more than 5,000 strong, linemen, tree professionals, damage assessors, they're determined to repair the damage left behind by the powerful storm in as expeditious a manner as they can. But recognizing the importance of planning ahead, they understand that they need to accurately estimate restoration times. So, due to the extensive damage and flooding in some areas, this process may take some more time. The water has to go down to make it safe for the crews to be able to get in there with live power lines and get the lines back up in the air and replace the poles and all that sort of stuff. That's just a common sense feature, you think?
Yes, exactly.
And the majority of the customers in the Pasco, Pinellas, and Hernando County areas have had their service restored. Now, once the high waters recede in other areas, all customers that can receive power in those areas will be restored. That includes Monticello, Perry, Jasper, Madison, Trenton, High Springs, and Crawfordsville. You're coming next. All right. Gotta go. Take a break. We'll be right back with the bottom of the hour break. And don't go anywhere, because we got plenty more to talk about. And Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877. 877-
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear was asked Thursday about replacing Senator Mitch McConnell if necessary.
With the health of Senator Mitch McConnell in question again after he froze at the podium for a second time in a month on Wednesday, Governor Andy Beshear, during his weekly Team Kentucky update, was asked about the possibility of who he would name as a replacement and if he would adhere to Senate Bill 228 and pick from one of three names presented to him by the Kentucky GOP to fill the vacancy.
I respect Senator McConnell and his health, and first of all, to not sensationalize it, and second, there is no vacancy.
McConnell's current term doesn't expire until 2026. I'm John Shannon.
Former President Trump is requesting his Georgia election case be separated from his co-defendants who are seeking a speedy trial. This comes after the former president pleaded not guilty. Trump's attorneys argue they will not have enough time to prepare if his trial begins October 23rd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. And hello to all our friends over there in Orlando listening to us on AM 950. And we appreciate you guys and gals over there, WORL Radio, our Salem sister station in Orlando, Florida. And you're a very important part of the Captain's Army, and we don't mind hearing from you folks over there. If you have something to chime in about, want to talk about the storm or whatever, that's fine. 877-969-8600. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for 13 years and still taking it every day. I start my day out in the morning with a packet of Relief Factor. It's four capsules inside a packet. And it works for me. That's why I'm taking it. It works for me. And it controls the inflammation that I have that causes my left foot and ankle to swell up and sometimes my leg. And it keeps it under control. And if I have something happen during the day where I aggravate it and it starts to swell, I'll take an extra packet again, usually at lunchtime, or, you know, you should always take it with a meal. So I take it at lunchtime the next time around. And it'll, once again, control what's going on. Now, I take it because it works. It's that simple. And you can find out, too. It's 100% drug-free, by the way. No narcotics in it. And, of course, the ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are good for you. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill, because it goes right straight to the source of your problem and helps alleviate the problem altogether. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You can get that by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And $19.95 gets it started. Then after that, it's up to you as to how often you want to receive it. And it can be monthly, it can be every other month, or it can be every third month. Whatever you want to do, then they'll work along with you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back again. Hello, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
I've got to finish a little statement here by Duke Energy because I'd be remiss by not saying it, and I kind of rushed through the last part, so I'm going to back up. Now, they have nearly all the customers in the community of Crawfordsville back on line right now with their power. They still got some more to go, and they'll get that done today. The damage assessment in the hardest hit areas of Monticello, Perry, Jasper, Madison, Trenton, High Springs, all up in the area where our station up in Valdosta and Lake City, of course, gets the messages out to them. They can hear us talking up there and other surrounding communities in that area. They expect a complete assessment today and to have the power up no later than 5 o'clock today, so everybody will be online for the weekend. Now, they're asking people to please avoid all damaged electrical equipment and remember that down power lines and other hazards can be hidden under debris in the water. You can't see it. If you see down lines, assume they're live and immediately call the following number I'm going to give you. It's Duke Power, and it's their service desk, 800-228-8485. That's 800-228-8485 for Duke Power. If you see a line down or you believe that it's a power line, even if it's a telephone line, as we said yesterday, Kyle, some of these telephone lines can be charged too.
Well, that's right. Yeah, so you got to stay away from any of the lines you see.
Correct. And, again, they're doing the best they can. That's 800-228-8485. And I've seen the power trucks zigzagging and moving all around. So there you go. And I'm so glad that, you know, that we can talk about this because people don't understand until you get a storm like this how important they are, the power people.
Well, certainly. Yeah, absolutely. And they do a great job.
All right. Well, a little bit more about the trial up in Georgia. The president, former President Trump, he doesn't want a speedy trial. We get that. And that Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, has said that he's said exactly what President Trump has said in terms of Trump's defense. Trump has been backed up by the person that the DA was telling us was saying that, well, he tried to get me to change the vote and this, that, and the other. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. And by the way, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp yesterday rejected a formal plea from the state Republican Party to remove the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis after former President Donald Trump's indictment for alleged election interference. Now, there is a way they can do it, but they don't have the votes to do it, and that's two-thirds of the legislature can vote to remove her.
Well, right. Well, I mean, the way to sort of beat this, one would think, is to discredit it, right, and not just
right.
Remove the prosecutor, because that would also could also be seen as being a political move, and Trump needs to be vindicated. I think that's the only thing that would really help him is to just go through this and knock it down.
Well, it's obvious that he's going to be vindicated by the Secretary of State, who has said, no, I never said anything like what this woman has concocted by whatever means she concocted it. And by the way, it's from a third party, so here we go, right?
Well, exactly.
Yeah, you never trust third parties when the first party is saying something totally different. You just don't do it. And that by itself should vindicate former President Trump. Now, that being said, we're going to be getting dollar amounts of damage soon from Adalia. And when we do, I think it's going to be a very costly storm. Because did you see what it did up the line to some of the manufactured homes in South
yes.
Carolina, North Carolina?
Yeah, just a devastation, absolutely.
They were stacked on top of each other in some cases because of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's what the water does. Now, the IT chief who flipped on Trump in Georgia is a registered Democrat.
Right. Isn't this the person who evidently who said Trump told him to delete the video feeds and things like that?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So, and I think also he had been, according to the reports, evidently deep in debt at some point as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And suddenly he has money.
Yeah, you start putting things together and you know, the idea of something looks a little fishy, and that's, of course, how the Trump side would definitely want to portray it.
Now, suddenly he has money, which is very fishy for a guy who didn't, and he changes his story in the meantime.
Well, right, exactly. And so, again, some of these things about Trump, right, they're built up on, you know, these are the bombshells, right? The phone call, the IT chief talking about deleting the videos,
yep.
Stuff like that. It's always built on these bombshells, and then these bombshells seem to become duds.
Uh-huh. Now, one more thing about the Trump trial. The Georgia trial will be streamed live when it happens on, Twitter or X is what I'm hearing.
I think it was YouTube, but yeah.
Oh, YouTube. Okay, yeah, you're right. It was YouTube.
Yeah, it's going to be available.
Yeah.
Well, and that also, though, I mean, I think that's very important in and of itself, because this way people can tune into it. They won't simply have to make do with some kind of distilled synopsis on the evening news kind of a thing. So people can listen to the raw trial that's going on and draw their own conclusions.
And for those of you in Florida who tried to tune in to the Florida Gators game against the Utah Utes last night and saw the screen message about the fact that ESPN was not agreeing to whatever the new charges were or this, that, and the other that they were going to be getting and that the game would not be available, and neither was ESPN 1 or 2 or any of their other affiliates, we were on the radio broadcasting the game, had a very good audience last night, very attentive audience, even though the Gators lost 24-11. But isn't that something? Isn't that something that ESPN, which is part of Walt Disney, I might add, decided that they suddenly just weren't going to cover probably one of the most interesting games in the state of Florida?
Well, these distribution and coverage contracts can get pretty dicey and has to do with advertising and things like that. And so, yes, even a last-minute thing like that, they can say, well, that's it, we're not agreeing, and then you don't broadcast it.
Right. Now, the White House, as we just said, is exerting executive privilege over these 200 emails between Hunter and Daddy-O, Joe Biden, when he was the vice president. There are other things, too, that they're trying to exert executive pressure on so that the congressional committee that's investigating can't get it. If you have nothing to hide, then why are you hiding it?
That's a good question. Very good question indeed. I think they're using it as a blanket right now because they just want to try to tamp it all down.
All right, well, hold that thought, my friend. And folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report next here on the Radio. Have yourself a great little break, and we'll be right back with more and tell you what's going on the highways and byways.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
is that group, that famous group?
That's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And that's called Let's Groove, and that was one of their signature songs. And, you know, I still enjoy that, hearing that. And it's easy music to dance to. It's easy music to listen to. It's that 500-mile get-down-the-road song again.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me just read this a little bit and then give it back over to you, because basically, folks, the post-tropical Idalia is now moving away from the United States, the East Coast. We still got some heavy rain going on in parts of Florida as well as up the East Coast, but it's going to be done probably by daylight, more or less. And what's going to take its place is heat. Yep, the heat's coming back. And we'll talk about all that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west. And I think we sent you some of our rain.
I think so. We're taking a look at some rain right now on the radar down in the southwest. But let's tell you first about these aerial flood watches that are going on in the southwest. It looks like especially in most of western Arizona, southern Arizona, also southern Nevada. This includes Las Vegas and north of there as well. And up to through St. George and up towards Beaver, Utah right now, we got that aerial flood watch going on. You could have some thunderstorms as the area of low pressure begins to continue to pull that monsoonal moisture into the area generally. Taking a look on the radar map right now, our friends in Phoenix, they've got all kinds of rain right now. This is going to extend northward up towards Prescott and then also up across I-40 up near Seligman. And also, let's see here, one other point of interest here, a little bit north of that as well, up to a little bit east of Peach Springs. So you want to be careful there. But if you're on Interstate 15 coming up from Arizona or Nevada, coming up through St. George on Interstate 15, you can have all kinds of rain as you get up towards Fillmore. So be aware of that. We've also got some rain in Northern California up near Susanville, up through Lakeview in Southern Oregon, up through Burns. And I think this is going to impact 395. So you want to be aware of that as well. Also, of course, it's still hot everywhere, but right now in Phoenix, the rain's cooled it down a little bit from 24 hours ago, Captain, where it was like 97 degrees, if I recall. Now it's about 80. We continue with air quality alerts in Central California right now. Stay with our flash flood watch north of Redding up to the border with Oregon. We've got possible flash flooding and debris flows caused by excessive rainfall in that area. And we still have our air quality alert starting at the Oregon border up to about Eugene, Oregon. So more next hour. Stay tuned for more, and back to the captain.
All right. Well, of course, the low pressure system is going to stay out in the west. It's going to bring more unsettled weather out that way. And, of course, the heat is going to, once again, the enhanced heat is going to be coming across the southeast, and it'll be building up in the Midwest and the upper Midwest. As a matter of fact, Minnesota, you can expect some very warm temperatures this weekend. Labor Day weekend might be good for the picnics, but it also might bring some big thunder boomers along. Central Wisconsin, same thing for you. Unsettled weather conditions there. And moving on down the line, down into, Nebraska, coming in on 76 out of Colorado, you're going to have some high heat there, which will spread as the day progresses. Same thing for the western end of Kansas, Goodland. You got some really warm temperatures there tonight, and that's going to move to the east. We've got some of the schmutz air in central Oklahoma right now, right along about I-35 in the central part of the state. And then moving on down into Texas, just north of Dallas and Fort Worth, you've got more of the same really foul air. Makes it hard for people to breathe that have breathing conditions. San Antonio, same thing. It's been like that for the last several days there. Down along the Gulf from south of Houston all the way down to, let's see, Corpus Christi, and then it's bouncing down below to Brownsville. You've got some fog there tonight. There is some cooler weather coming across at the moment, except for up there on I-30 going across through Texarkana. They got a high heat alert all through there. The upper half of Louisiana right now and the eastern border about 50 miles in from Louisiana. You're going to have high temperatures on down to Beaumont, Texas, as well as coming over halfway across Louisiana. Now, that weather is probably going to stay hot and move further across because the southern part of Florida tonight, Alligator Alley, I-75 south down into the Keys, you're going to have very warm temperatures there. And moving up the East Coast, we've got the riptide alerts along the East Coast right now that are going to have the beaches shut around New York and Long Island. And we've got some fog to talk about up in Maine along the coastline there. But that's not really going to bother anybody except mostly the people on the coast. So be careful up there. And it's going to be a pretty good weekend. Other than that, Kyle, people could be able to go out and hopefully enjoy the weather, even though it might be a little warm in some areas. But that's what they have sunblock and beach umbrellas for, right?
Well, exactly right. Go out and have some fun.
All right. Tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
All right, folks. Well, don't forget the good people at the Pilot Flying J Travel Center is bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program, and you can find out about them, the amenities that they have for our trucker friends, our traveling friends, and, of course, our RVing friends who might still be out there crisscrossing the country, seeing this great land. And you can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. That's the website. And you can also use their locations function to find the location nearest you. And by the way, don't forget to check out their My Rewards Plus app. You can save, you can earn points, and much, much more. The My Rewards Plus app available at pilotflyingj.com.
And I got some good news to report. One of my neighbors who has a Class A motorhome was packed up and getting ready to go out, and they've been listening to us for some time talk about the Pilot and Flying J. They're going up to Michigan. They've already got their route mapped out as to where they're going to stop at various Pilots and Flying J's.
That is really cool.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep. So I wish him a good trip. And if you see somebody from Florida that's got, if you see, what's it says? If you see this house a rocking, don't bother knocking. That would be my friends, my neighbors. All righty. So you hang on there, Kyle. Folks are coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Hour number two will be coming up. And still got plenty of stuff to talk about. And if you want to get involved in the telephone, this guy's going to tell you how.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.